The Gur That Lost Its L. It didn't happen all at once, but in chunks. The L's first cut, the parents scissoring the long hair. The Gur started to be mistaken. The face not enough to carry its sex. No wonder the Gur started to hate it. The hair. The face. The body with its brown trousers and striped shirts. At ballet, asked if they were someone's brother. Elle n'est pas belle. Oh, the shame. But the parents would not give back the L. It was leaving, leaving like teeth from a scurvied mouth. What a mess of letters, ending in the Gur pinioned between an F and M, like a car and a brick wall. Or the two bookcases where someone who didn't think that Gur was pretty asked them to take down their pants anyway. The Gur could smell when they weren't liked, like the scent of shit under Lysol. Understood that some people have an aversion to something chronically missing. The Gur saw it in others. The fingerless classmate. The co-worker's glass eye. The friend who had dentures at age 25. Elle n'est pas belle. Oh, the shame. The L like the old woman's leg, the Gur held later in a surgery. Sweetness had already taken the toes, then the foot. Now just a blunt saw above the knee. That shank came off heavy in the Gur's arms, like a child that never asked to be born. The Gur knew something of that hurt.